The Home Show with Tom Tynan podcast is made possible thanks to our partners like Javes Hardy and the Hardy Siding System. Add value, appeal, and protection to your home with the Hardy Siding System.
I'm a hard-working man, working man, working man, working man.
Good morning, Houston. It's time for the sport of home improvement.
I can ride rope, a hammer and paint, do things with my hands that most men can't. I'm a hard-working man.
Welcome back to Home Show Radio. Save money, save time with Houston's home improvement leader for 32 years. Here's Tom Tynan.
And we continue on with hour number two of Home Show Radio. I'm Tom Tynan. Call me 713-572-4610. And we will talk today all about your home improvement problems. Mine are all fixed this week. I don't have any. No. I even did my yard work yesterday. I got a lot done. Anyway, I want to hear from you. Right now, I want to talk to Jim. Jim, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
I was listening to you yesterday, and I think I heard the answer for the question I have, but I want to run it by you again. I've got a detached garage that's made 1971. It's got the original wood on it. I want to go back with Hardy Plank 4x8 sheets. Can I attach that to the original wood?
Yeah, your original wood's probably a horizontal siding, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, and so it's going to be 3/4 inch thick, which is a nice nailing thickness. So you will have to put a moisture barrier first, like a Tyvek, or you could even use tar paper if you want, just something that will keep the water off of the old wood. And go ahead, if it's a flat surface, you just have to re-detail the corners and around the doors and stuff. But besides you can nail directly to it. You don't even have to worry about hitting a stud.
Oh, man, that's great. That takes about half the work out of it.
Yeah, if you took that siding off, that garage would probably rack out of shape. I don't want you to do that. And if you decided to do it, which I don't think you should, and even if you have some rotted pieces, just cut them out and replace it with a 3/4 inch plywood, and then go ahead and put your moisture barrier and your siding on top. Then that way it'll keep it all nice and square and in shape, at least as square as it was built.
Oh, man, that's what I thought you said yesterday to a guy that called you, but I wanted to make sure.
There's a problem when you pull the old siding off because it is a structural part of it, and a building will stress itself if you pull it off. The big mistake is they want to pull it all off at one time, and then all of a sudden the building will start to stress, and you don't want that.
Yeah, well, I was going to do one side at a time, but...
Well, that's fine. I think if you had the old 3/4 inch lap siding, my question is, why are you doing the Hardy on top? Just because you want to? Is the siding that bad?
Yeah. Well, I put Hardy under the eaves and stuff on my house already.
So you're just Hardy's continuing.
Hardy just so easy to keep up, especially when it comes to painting and all that kind of
stuff.
Oh, gosh,
yeah. Yeah, for the painting and stuff, you bet. I have an old garage like you have, detached, and I had to have the back fascia and soffit all replaced because I couldn't get it to hold paint anymore. It was just a mess. And Rudy came out and did it for me, and it looks fantastic.
Yeah, and this old siding, this old wood is just, I mean, it's not in terrible shape, but it's got a lot of spots to it that you just can't paint.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, it does. So. It gets to be unpaintable after a while. It'll hold up. It'll be there, but it's not good looking by any means.
So. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye.
And let's talk to, who's next? Let's talk to Norris. Norris, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yeah, Tom, I got Hardy siding on the upper part of my house, and it's starting to fade. It's black after 4 years. Do I need to repaint that, or can I wash that off? And if I do need to paint it, how do I do that? And secondly, we had the roof redone, and there's a 5-inch metal flashing overhang. And it was painted black, and, of course, it's starting to peel. So I need to repaint that and make it all match for these homeowners associations. What do I do?
I think it's time for a paint job. And let me tell you, when you use a black paint out here in this sun, it doesn't hold up very long. It's not a good color as far as holding up to the sun and the weather. But if you want the color, I understand. But, yeah, it's time for a paint job.
Okay. What paint do you recommend?
Go to a Benjamin Moore dealer, get the Regal line of paint. They'll set it up for you and get the color you want and everything, yeah. But black is it's so dark, it has a hard time holding up to the sun, and it will fade and it will peel. So it's not going to be a long term paint. And if you want to change the color, that's fine. If you don't, I understand. I used to have a paint I used on my beach house that would fade every 4 years, and I just did it because it was coral, and I liked the way it looked. But it's fine.
Okay, and the metal flashing as well, they have the same paint for that?
You use the same paint. Use the Regal line of paint. It's going to hold as good as any paint on your metal flashing. You just got to prep the metal first. That's all you got to do, Norris. Make sure all the old stuff is off the best you can. You don't have to get it all off, but all the loose stuff, and make sure it's nice and clean, and then go back and give it two coats. First coat's going to look great. You get that Regal line of paint, it's going to be fantastic, right? At a Benjamin Moore dealer, it's going to look fantastic. But the second coat makes it look fantasticer for a longer time, so it lasts much, much longer. There is a mil thickness you have to build up with paint. You do a little at a time, and that means one coat and then the second coat. Then it's going to last you much, much longer. All right, Home Exterior Systems is a company you call when you want to reside your home. These people are artisans when it comes to doing jobs. They are called in to do jobs. They just did a 100-year-old home. A 100-year-old home is not framed like homes today. People pretty much figured out any way to do it, because 100 years ago, you just didn't have a Home Depot lumber yard down the street. You're just going, hey, just go get some lumber. You picked and choose what you could get, and then you framed up a home with it. That's why you have all the lap siding, because it was easier to do the lap siding because they didn't have 2x12s and things like this. So when Home Exterior Systems went out to this home, we have a video online, by the way, about it. They started taking the old junk off. They started going, whoa, what's going on here? And they had to be very careful. Not, of course, we just talked about a building racking out of shape and you stripping it down too fast. You got to be really careful. They know all about these kind of things. And so when they put this home back together, it was absolutely outstanding. But there's some tricks to it. It's not only just the Hardy, but it's what's behind the Hardy. And that's where you want the people with real experience. Home Exterior Systems. You're going to reside your home? You give them a call at 281-407-0880. It's that simple. 407-0880. Home Exterior Systems, the elite preferred installer, certified by the James Hardy Building Corporation, and the certified home show pro, certified by me, Tom Tynan. That's Home Exterior Systems. Call me, 713-572-4610. Be with you till 11 o'clock today. Then I'm going to get cleaned up, finish packing my bag, and getting on a plane, jet plane, whatever that song was. I don't know. Let's see here. Let's talk to Curtis. Curtis, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. I got a couple questions for you. My first one, I'm looking to replace some carpet that's on my first floor or large game room area. It's concrete underneath. I'm either going back with carpet, but I'm considering that newer kind of vinyl that's out there that's thicker, like 7mm or whatever. They claim it's waterproof. And this is not a water area, but it still's got a first floor foundation. I know you're concerned about moisture there. If I put a moisture barrier and it has a backing already, should I be pretty comfortable that vinyl solution, the new vinyl we have these days, is a good solution for downstairs where a slab is?
Well, you can put it on a slab, sure. You can put a lot of floors on a slab. Do you have a water problem?
Do I have what problem? I'm sorry.
Do you have a moisture problem or a water problem?
No, I don't. I just remember on the radio one time you saying you were concerned about putting certain products on slab floors because of moisture. You were saying you'd put wood planks down below first. Remember you told us a call that about a month or so ago, something to that effect. Maybe I misunderstood you, but I thought I heard you say something to that effect.
Well, yeah, you've got to be careful. If you have a slab that has a high moisture content and you're looking for traditional wood floors as a glue down, there's a lot of things I would probably stay away from. But as far as these new vinyls today on concrete, you shouldn't have any problems at all. Now, if you listened to the show 25 years ago, I can tell you're too young to be listening back then, but you would have heard me say that the purple spots that grow under the vinyl is from the glues because they were using a lot of organics, and that was a mold that would grow, not a dangerous mold, just an unsightly mold. But you don't have that problem anymore. The adhesives have changed quite a bit, so I think you're in good shape if you like
it. This is a Snap-on product anyway. My other question, though, in our kitchen, my wife wanted to knock some walls down and get you the open look. You know how women want their open look these days in their homes?
Yes.
And so how do I know, without hiring a structural engineer, how do I know whether a wall is load-bearing? Is there something I can just kind of go in the attic and look? Or do the stud finder and figure out the number of studs in the walls? Or some way a layman guy can tell that?
Hold on a minute. If you can get in the attic above it, you go on top of that wall. and you look to see if the ceiling joists are running across the wall and spliced, or if they're running parallel to the wall and there's no structure sitting on top of that wall of any kind. If the ceiling joists are running parallel with it, then it's not a load-bearing wall. If they're sitting on top of it, spliced in the perpendicular direction, and so they have two kind of next to each other, and one goes one way, one goes the other, then those things are sitting on the wall, and that's a load-bearing wall.
Okay, that's pretty much the only way to tell is to go to the attic and look, right? That's
yeah, you can't do it from downstairs. You have to go into the attic and look. And if you have access to the attic, go right on top of that wall. Look at the ceiling joists. Look at any kind of support that might be coming down from the rafters or the ridge.
Right.
If it's sitting on that wall, if you just have even a couple of 2x4s coming down from the ridge and it's just sitting on that wall like a little post, then it's load-bearing. Yeah. You can get around that stuff, and you can restructure it. But at that point, they're using that wall as a load-bearing wall. It has nothing to do with the studs or what's inside the wall. It's only what's sitting on top.
Got it. Okay, thanks a lot.
713-572-4610. We want to hear from you. Do you want to take out some concrete? I got a company that will do it. They'll do it less expensive than most other companies. You know why? Because they want your concrete. Can you imagine having a business that wants old, beat-up concrete? I know, but that's what Cherry Companies, that's one. Well, it's not their main business. They do a lot of it. They take out highways. They take out bridges. I mean, they use it all. What's funny is they took the bridge out at 288, Cherry Companies, right? They had to demolish a bridge down there. We did a video of it. It was fantastic. You can see it at homeshowradio.com. Then they had, I don't know, 200 trucks or something, hauled this whole bridge away. Then they crushed it and made it into different unique pieces, you know, all the different sizes. Kind of like my grandfather when he was in the coal business. He had a breaker that would size the coal in different sizes and put it in different train cars before it got shipped out. Then their concrete from that bridge went back to the road that they're building at 288 and Beltway 8 and 288. So it went back into the road building process. It's pretty impressive. Cherry Companies. Call them if you want to get rid of your concrete. If you're in the concrete removal business, bring your concrete to them. They have 13 recycling locations around town. You can find out all about them at cherrycompanies.com/recycle and find out a location nearest to you. So you get a little money for that stuff. You don't have to take it to the dump. Now, the dumps usually take it for free because they love it. They probably sell it to Cherry Companies, quite frankly. But the fact of the matter is it's a needed product out there. So when it comes to recycling, when it comes to demolition, when it comes to taking it out and moving it away, whether it's just big dumpsters or you want them to come and help you with it, take down your whole house if you want, call Cherry Companies.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Home Show Radio is what we're doing here till 11 o'clock today. Call me, 713-572-4610, and we will talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's your home improvement stuff. This is your home improvement show. The show that has been developed for the people of Houston. I'm just a facilitator. I try my best. I have guys tell me something. You know, you'd have got that question wrong. Really? You want to go on the air and try? Oh, no, I don't want to go. I don't want to do that. Well, why not? Come on. You can do it. Oh, no, 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 no. Okay, fine. It's like a scene out of Caddyshack. Anyway, 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Anthony. Anthony, you're on Home Show Radio.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I am fine, sir.
Good, good. I have a question regarding windows. I've got a two-story house, and this past winter I had an energy check done by, I think, Center Point or somebody came out and did an energy audit on my house. And the gentleman mentioned I need to replace the seals on my windows, like that felt strip or something that goes on the bottom where they close and things like that. Is that something I should look into having a contractor do, or is that something that probably can be done by, you know, somebody like me? I'm not very handy, but I give it a try, you know?
That's fine. Do you have aluminum windows or vinyl windows?
I think they're aluminum. I don't know. It's whatever the builder put in, so I have no clue.
Well, you'd know if you just touched it, if it was metal or plastic.
Okay.
But as far as that goes, I mean, that's a great thing to tell somebody. But on those old aluminum windows, to even find parts for them that would match that, I don't know if you can.
Okay.
So I'm not sure where they're going unless you just want to tape the thing shut. But no, right. I don't think there's much you can do about that at all. If your windows are a problem and they are the aluminum windows that aren't sealed real well and they're old, how old's the house?
It's a 2000.
Okay, well, it might not be too bad of a window. I don't think you can do much more to them. If you wanted to have a more energy-efficient window, of course, you could get into window replacement, which is expensive, okay. But you can do that. But I don't know of how you're going to rebuild those windows, no.
Okay, if they were vinyl, that may be an easier task to do, I guess.
Not necessarily. I was just curious what they were, because to rebuild old windows, I have vinyl windows in my home from 1997, and I can't get any parts or anything for them anymore. Luckily, they're holding up really well. But there's a few things I tried to get that I can't, that I just had to, you know, go without, like the security stops and stuff that the kids broke on some of them. But besides that, windows get – they don't really get rebuilt unless it's a historical building or something. So, no, okay. Those aren't efficient windows. Those are just historical wooden windows.
Okay, so it's not just as easy a task as just – popping off that panel and stripping the felt and then be done.
No. These things are all made to take it apart is going to be really something you don't want to get into.
Okay, great. That's kind of what I wanted to hear, and I know you've got some window people that sponsor you, so I can look into that. Okay.
Oh, yeah, if you want to look window replacement, you call Gulf Coast Windows. They'll come out and just talk to you about it and show you their stuff, and you decide. But if you really want to upgrade to the new windows today, man, they got some options for you today that we didn't have in 2000 or 1997 that you have today. And I would have made a lot different choice if I was doing the house today as opposed to 97.
Right. And this is a house that we're probably only going to be in it for a few more years, so I don't want to break the bank either on it, though. But I still want to be in comfort the next few years.
No. Clean it up. Take care of it. Don't put a bunch of money in it if you're looking at anywhere from 2 to 4 years. Don't do it. Just keep it clean. Keep it nice. Sell it as is. And if it's in a good area, it'll sell just fine. And don't put your money into it. Save it for the next, because you're talking about over $10,000 in some cases.
Right. I got you.
And that's not worth it. And it's not going to make your house sell better, and you will not get your money back on it. Okay?
Yeah, I got you. Thank you very much.
Always be careful with your money, and sometimes just better to buy new windows than try to fix the old ones. Let's talk to JR. JR, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Quick question here on the air conditioning system. My outside compressor went, and I'm debating whether to replace the compressor or the whole outside condensing unit. And I'm just kind of thinking, what it might do, it's out of warranty, and if I get a new one, of course, I get a 10-year warranty, but I'm just kind of thinking, what are your thoughts?
My thought is this. Don't worry about the warranty, because most people never use them. It's sold to the public all the time. Oh, you're out of warranty. If you were in warranty, you would be paid for. Oh, you're out of warranty. The reason they have a 10-year warranty is they usually don't break down in 10 years. How old is your unit?
Yeah, this was a 12-year, or sorry, no, it was a 2012. So it's 7 years old, and it's a Goodman, and I was thinking about replacing it with a Train or just replacing the condenser.
If it was compressor, yeah. What's the cost on replacing the compressor?
A little under $2,000 with all labor all in, and then the outside Train would probably be close to $3,900, $4,000.
Well, if you want to spend the extra money, you can,
yeah.
But if it was me, I'd replace the compressor. I'm a replace the part kind of guy. It's just in the long run, even with cars, you know, people say, oh, well, your car's out of warranty. Well, yeah, but, you know, I can have a $500 a month car payment, or I can just spend $1,000 to fix this one right now, and it's fine. So it's just, to me, better just to fix it, especially 12 years, because that thing can last 30. Why it went out in 12 years, I question it, but I think it's not quite set up right. But this time, if they do it right, this thing could last 20 years. I have units in my home that are 25 years old now.
Yeah. No, I know. Well, it wasn't 12. It was 7.
In
2012. Yeah, it was in 2012, and the compressor went out at around 7. But
that means to me. Have you had your yearly checkups done? Now, be honest with me.
I do. I do yearly checkups, done them for years.
Okay, because that usually 7 years on a compressor is too soon. Have a compressor go out in 7 years, that means to me something else in the system is making it work too hard. Even if it's just maybe adding a hard start kit or something, because a compressor is meant to run 24 hours a day for a million years, the way they build these things. So something was putting a lot of load on it for some reason. I'm not sure why. But I would replace it again, and I would have someone really go through the system to make sure all the refrigeration is done right, your capacitors, contactors, everything's in good shape. It's staying clean. It's not all dirty. It's important because a compressor should not go.
Okay. All right. Well, that gives me some direction. Well, I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck. And do what you think is best. All right. 713-572-4610. If you're not sure about the water you're getting, and please don't be sure. Somebody called yesterday and said they're finding such bad things in the water. And I said, well, of course. I've been talking about it for years. They still got lead in Flint, Michigan. Nobody seems to want to do anything about it. In fact, they just moved the funds to fix the lead problem into something else. I don't know what's going on over there. Those people are nuts. But lead was the downfall of the Roman Empire. The quality of water. Everything was lined with lead. Their bathtubs, their cups were lead. Everything was lined with lead. And they thought it was great. Even the aqueducts. And so what happened, it made everybody crazy and made everybody nuts. And by 45 years old, people were dropping dead. You've got to really be careful about your water. And the only way you're going to be careful about your water is to control it at your home. You can't trust what's coming. You just don't know. But with a K5 drinking water station and a water conditioning system from the Kinetico people, Aquatex can make it all happen for you. That's what I do. I'm drinking their water right now as I do the show. Why? Because I trust it. I take care of it. I know it's filtered. Now, there's a lot of junk that goes back down. I think for every gallon of good water I get, maybe 1.5 or so of bad, really contaminated water goes back to the people that gave it to me. I'll let them deal with it. But it will. It will separate it. And it works really well with that K5 drinking water station. So instead of buying bottled water all the time, all you have to do is have one bottle. Then you just fill it up with your K5 water. And if you're out and about and you need some water, get another bottle. But then, you know, when you get home, you have two bottles to fill up and put in your car. You can put them in the refrigerator. Get them nice and cold first. It really is a good way to go. Aquatex. Give them a call at 281-331-7777.
Now back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Well, I say we get right back to the calls. In fact, we have some open lines, too, 713-572-4610. Let's talk to Ron. Ron, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, Tom. How you doing?
Good.
Two questions. One of my AC drain pipes, I hear it bubbling. Is that a Freon issue?
No. It's not a Freon issue at all. Do you hear bubbling in your sink?
No, just bubbling in the drain pipe for the AC. There's two pipes that come out and drain the ACs, and I hear one of them kind of bubbling and popping, gurgling noise.
You say drain lines. So they're the drain lines for the condensate. And you don't have water in your pan, do you?
No.
Okay. Well, then what's happening? No, that's normal right now. It's just taking humidity out. But as far as it, your air conditioner should be working fine. And it has nothing to do with your refrigerant.
Okay, good. That's good to know.
Yes.
Okay, second question is our landscapers, we have French doors off our bedroom, and they managed to break both of the outer safety glass and inner safety glass. My thoughts are I pulled the framing off of the outside, and it's a 72 by 80 frame. My thought is easier just to replace the whole frame than it is to try to replace the doors.
No, I would call a glass company and have them come out and replace the glass panels.
Okay, I'd do that.
It's not something, I don't want you working with the glass. Glass is incredibly dangerous. If you don't have the right suction cups and equipment and stuff, Don't start messing with it yourself. Yeah. I have a friend that was in a glass company. He had over 4,000 stitches put in him when a glass broke and just cut his body to pieces. You call a glass company, and they will replace the glass. If your doors are fine, just replace the glass. Just like if you have a four-year-old son that decided to throw a baseball through your window. It just happens. Yeah. You just replace the glass.
Yeah. Okay. Even though, because I've got a quote of almost $800 to replace the glass.
Yeah.
And it's like $400 to replace the whole door frame.
Okay. Well, if you want to replace the door for the price, I'm good with that, too. That's fine. But I don't know if the door you're getting is the same quality door you have. I don't know any of the specifics. But if it's a $400 difference just to replace the door as opposed to replacing the glass, I'd replace the door. In fact, go to Door Clearance Center, and you might even get a better price on the door if you want that. But you got to put in all the labor and everything involved, put in the painting and the caulking. I mean, you put it all the price together and make sure that it's still more economical for you to replace the door than the glass, okay?
Yeah. Okay. How about just replacing the doors and leaving the frame?
That's what I'm getting at. That might be an option, too. I'm amazed at the cost to replace the glass, but... if that's the case and you can replace doors, you don't have to replace the frame. If you can replace the doors, but again, you have to get the labor costs, the painting costs, all that stuff in to make sure that it's, you know, what's going to be the best for you as far as the bottom line dollar, just like you're running a business. You know, is it all worth it in the long run? Don't forget your other costs involved.
Yeah. You know, one curious thing, at the right-hand swing door, on the left-hand door, there was actually three layers of glass. There was the two safety glass, and on the inside, when I was taping everything up to make sure it didn't fall apart, I noticed that it was a full sheet of glass. I thought that was interesting that they had three sheets of glass on the left hand, but not on the right hand.
Yeah, I've actually seen that before, but because they treat that as a wall and not a door, so they try to give a higher insulated quality because it's a fixed. I assume it's a fixed door, or is it a working door?
It's a working door. If you pull the, little.
I don't know. I don't know why they did that. But if it is, it is.
That was really strange.
And that might be why it's so expensive, because they have to replace that one that's got three layers.
Yeah.
So that could be part of the cost factor on the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate it. I just kind of want to. I was going to call you last week, but I spaced out and didn't get my call in. But anyway, I appreciate the information. Great show.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you listening. 713-572-4610. When your foundation is giving you troubles, there's only one company I would call. And I've known these people, this family that runs this company, since I met them in 1986. That's Due West Foundation Repair, the original certified home show pro here on Home Show Radio. Before, we were called Home Improvement Hotline, and it was on a different station. Most of the people that would remember that probably are not breathing. I've been on the air 32 years. But for 17 years, I was on another station, and Due West was there. And when I came here, I think 14 years ago, it was 2003, they came with us. They're still with us today. Due West Foundation Repair. Give them a call if you have a foundation problem, if you want to raise your house up in the air, if you need a watering system, if you need root barriers, if you need underground plumbing. Because it's breaking your foundation, they do the whole job under one umbrella, which is important. That way, they will back up the entire project as far as their warranties go. And with a lifetime transferable warranty, one of the first ones in the business that ever gave that. Because when they fix it right. Due West Foundation Repair. Give them a call at 713-473-7156. They're the best out there. So when you want the best, call Due West Foundation Repair.
Now, back to Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan.
Call me, and we will talk today. That's what we do here. All right. Let's see here. Let's talk to Carl. Carl, you're on Home Show Radio.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, Carl.
I just got a quick question. I have I've been having some issues with my water bill. My water bill was $200, $250 for like 2 months. And basically, I think it's an issue with my water sprinkler system, because when we first moved in the house back in January, the water bill was just a regular water bill. It was just $78. And then all of a sudden, the freeze had messed up the system. So by the time we got the system fixed, because it's a new house, they finally fixed the system. And when we turned on the sprinkler system, it shot up to $200 and $250. And, I mean, I was only watering the yard three times a week.
Well, if you don't water, does the water bill stay low?
It does drop a little bit because I went back to watering twice a week, and it drops a little bit.
Okay. Do you notice any excess water in the yard anywhere?
I do not.
Well, then that's just water is expensive. And if you're water, you have a big yard?
It's, but let me say this. I talked to my neighbor across the street whose yard is comparable to mine, and he watered his every day. And he was like, well, mine's is about $120.
How long do you water your yard? How long do you have it set up for?
20 minutes.
I don't know. You could have a leak in a valve, and it's leaking extra water. You would know if one of your sprinkler heads was shooting water up in the air, because I'm sure you take a look at it when it's working, and you would notice that. You'd have a big old fountain coming out of the yard when the thing was running. But if you don't notice any excess water, I'd look at the valves if that's the case. And see, it should not be running $150 on top of what you usually use.
Yeah, because one of the sprinkler heads did break.
Well, that'll cost you. Yeah, but how long did you know? Because that will cost you a lot of money until you find it and fix it.
So even when it ran in for that 20 minutes.
Oh my goodness! Yeah, it would have been four times as much water at least. Yeah, because the sprinkler head makes, you know, it puts pressure on it. But when you have just that giant fountain flying out of the yard, that's a huge amount of water.
Okay.
So that very well could have been it. If you've got it fixed now and it goes back to a little bit being normal, then that probably was your problem. But you've got to watch those sprinkler heads. If you lose one and you don't notice it, it can cost you a bunch of money.
Okay. And then, but basically, I can check the... I guess the water valve, not the valve, but the meter, to kind of see if it's constantly running.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It shut everything off, everything, and see if it's moving. If it's moving, then you got a leak somewhere, or the meter's bad, or something, or this, or that. I don't know, but you can always check by looking at the meter. And you might have to wait 15, 20 minutes and go back and see if it moved. It might be very slow. It could be just a running toilet. My mother had a running toilet for a while that we didn't even know, and it was costing her a huge amount of money because it was just very slow and very constant, and we finally caught it, and it stopped. But you'd be surprised what little bit of water that runs all the time, how much it'll cost you.
Okay, so you say turn all the water valves off and then go check it probably 15, 20 minutes later.
Yeah, check it, and then go back and see if it's moved. If it's moved, that means water's going somewhere. It's not supposed to move if there's not water going through it. It's just the way it works.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, and you'll see the little dial move if something is pumping. I've had that problem with the sprinkler system, and cost me $300 in water. Oh, goodness. Let's see here. Let's talk about Ideal Roofing, then we're going to talk to Bob. Ideal Roofing is a company you call when you need a new roof. Be careful of the people walking the streets. Some people at least. Walking the streets. That's right. These guys that are coming into town because they chase storms. There are some storm chasers that just go around and take pictures, right? There's also storm chasers that go around after the storm and try to chase insurance money. And that's money that... It's yours, not for you to keep, but for you to fix your home. You can't keep a penny of it. It all has to go into the repair of the home. And that's just the way the law is written, and they're going to get pretty tough about it. So be careful if you're going to be one of those greedy people trying to squeeze a bunch of money to keep in your pocket. Don't do it. But that's up to you. If you're going to be crooked like that, then you should have a crooked contractor too. Then you both deserve each other. But if you want to do it honestly and above board, then do this. Call Ideal Roofing. They're not going to come knock on your door. In fact, if you think you have storm damage, call your insurance company. Have an adjuster come out. Then if they say, yeah, you've got some real damage up there, then you call Ideal Roofing. Ideal Roofing will work with your adjuster. They will put together the whole package, and you will get the quality roof you deserve for the money that your insurance is going to pay. Nobody's pocketing anything. It's all going into the roof the way it's supposed to and going to the company that is going to put the roof on properly and back it up 100%. That's what they do. You'll get the longest and strongest warranties in the business because Ideal Roofing is a GAF Master Elite roofing contractor. So they work directly with the manufacturer to make sure that whether they're here or not, the manufacturer will stand behind it too. And you'll get a third-party inspection on some of their warranty programs. It's pretty impressive. Ideal Roofing. Call them at 713-896-1122. Let's keep moving on with the show. Let's talk to Bob next. Bob, you're on Home Show Radio.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a GFI question.
Yes.
Here's the story. I've got it's a 15-amp circuit. The majority of the outlets are on the inside, basically lights, a small wine cooler. I have one on that same circuit as one outside light and one outlet. My wife recently hooked up a small fountain pump to that outside outlet, and it ran about 2 to 3 hours, maybe 4 hours, and then the GFI would trip. I replaced that outside receptacle, and same thing. So I'm trying to figure out what the issue might be.
I think it's something with the pump. Motors on GFIs don't work well.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because on the startup, a motor will overload the system real quick on a startup. That's why a GFI should not be on. I'm surprised your wine cooler didn't kick it off. Any kind of refrigerator, freezer, wine cooler for that matter, and
yeah,
motor.
Yeah.
You don't put it on a GFI because when the startup, it overloads it and it makes it.
Oh, okay.
It's just the way it is.
Although this little fountain pump runs continuously, so it's, you know, the startup's only one time.
But they get overheated and stuff. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what gets overheated, the pump or the
yeah? It's just the motor. GFI? The motors and GFIs don't go together very well. Sometimes if it's designed for it, it's fine. But most of the time, these little pumps are not. They're just little sump pumps people use
to
run it through. Yeah. And so you don't usually put a sump pump on a GFI, but if you like a pool motor and things like that, they're designed a little differently. But I think all it is. It's just that little motor that you have. It's just giving it – a GFI will knows what electricity goes in and what electricity goes out. And with a motor, sometimes the motor will lose and unbalance it on the because it's an alternating current. And so it knocks it off. I think that's all it is.
Okay. All right. Is there a fix for that?
Putting it on a different circuit.
Okay, all right.
But as far as, or you can get an electrician out, maybe changing the motor to one that's designed for that, a little
that's
bit better motor.
Yeah.
So I would do that too, because usually on the outside like that, you want it protection in case you don't want anybody getting electrocuted. But I have a feeling it's just that little motor is probably not I think that's what's tripping it. I don't think it's the GFI at all. I think the GFI is just being told to trip because of the motor.
Got it. Appreciate the insight. Appreciate the show. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. And if you need to, call Right Touch Electrical, and they will take care of those motor issues because that's what they do. Let's talk to Trish. Trish, you're on Home Show Radio.
Well, hi, Tom. I just had a question. Which is stronger, a wooden door or a fiberglass door? Because I'm looking to replace my wooden front door with a fiberglass wood grain front door.
That's what I have on my house. I don't know what's stronger. I don't know what kind of testing that will be done, and it depends on the kind of wood, but I think they're both fine.
Oh, okay. And because I like fiberglass, but all you have to do is wash it, and I don't want to stain it or anything like that. You know, and that's it. And I just want to get away from that.
That's fine. You know, I stain mine with a little gel coat so it looks a little more rich in the wood look. Just had mine refinished after 22 years. It holds up really well if you do want to put a gel coat on there and nice little stain look. But as far as that goes, fiberglass doors, they're very stable. That's what I like about them. They don't shrink and swell.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. 713-572-4610. Had to call Absolute Comfort Air out to my home. Thursday, Rick came out. In fact, I got to put a check in the mail for him before I leave today. Yeah, I like to pay my bills, man. He left the invoice in my mailbox. That's what I like about these guys. All these people that I tell you about, they're just really trustworthy. And I don't want to know all the minutiae. I don't want to know all the details unless I'm curious. I just want to have it fixed. I got so much I'm doing in my life that I just want it fixed. And what he did was he fixed it. And he chicken scratched what he did down. I know he put 2 pounds of Freon in, but besides that, I'm not sure why it leaked out. But when I talk to him again, he'll let me know that there was a leak here or there. I don't know. It doesn't matter to me as long as it's fixed. And that's what Absolute Comfort Air keeps those old system running. This system is on my garage, so it's a really old system. It's a patchwork old system that Rick has helped me with to get this thing so I can have a nice, cool garage. You know, once in a while when I go out there to work, I'll turn it on and just take the edge off the garage so I'm more comfortable. Absolute Comfort Air does more than that, though. They come out to your home and they take care of your primary air conditioning systems, which they take care of mine now. And let me tell you, they're really good at it. They have really maintained my system very well. I'm going on 23 years, I think, maybe 24. But they just always are right on Johnny on the spot and say, hey, we've got to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, keep it running. I say, yeah, do it. That sounds great. Whether it's a capacitor, contactor, fan motor, you name it, they can do it. Absolute Comfort Air, of course. They can replace your whole system, too, if it's finally time. And eventually it will be time for me. I will cry. I will be very sad. But everything does have a life cycle. And someday, not yet, maybe another 10 years. We'll see. Anyway, we'll see how long it lasts. I did have to replace the condensing unit outside. And they did find a Guardian R22 unit for me, which I loved. So that was really very comforting to me. Maybe that's why they're called Absolute Comfort Air. Give them a call at 281-550-5640 for Absolute Comfort Air.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Six of Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan. Saturday, 7 till 9. Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on, always free. Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610. And online anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.